Jesus the Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So glorious, so beautiful, so majestic and merciful, the great and awesome God of the universe offers to us today to know Him, to be with Him, and the deepest reality is to fellowship with Him. This glorious opportunity, what an incredible, it's beyond human comprehension. How do we find Him? Well, we must seek Him with our whole heart. He says, "You shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with your whole heart." So that is one of the keys. And Jesus confirmed that in the greatest commandment, love the Lord with all you have. And when we find Him, when you find Him, if you have not already, you'll never be the same. Everything makes sense. Everything works. That's the presence of Jesus Christ. And I want to state this, the positives, and state what it really is, and just continue to shout this from the rooftops, the glory of the Lord. Because we've all missed it, we've all gotten it wrong, but we can come back today because He's loving and merciful. We can start over right now and today with Him. Amen, amen. When we find Him, we will find the answers that we're looking for. All the answers. The healing we need, fulfillment, purpose, for eternity. And for the however long we're on the earth. I mean, we will have a passion for Jesus Christ, for the Bible, yes, for the Bible and Scripture, for doing His work, for growing and learning what it's like to walk in the Spirit and build up our spirit person. Glory to God. And it opens up this whole new, you know, I've had people tell me, and it kind of bugs me, they've said, "Oh, you're bored." No, we will never be bored when we meet the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's the glorious God of the universe, that we were made to walk with Him every day. In spite of all how hard it is, and it's the hardest thing is dealing with people, right? That's the hardest thing. All these people who have hurt us and taken advantage of us, and they're sinners saved by grace, some of them, and some of them are not saved. But when we find the Holy Spirit, He empowers us to forgive people. You know, to do all, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. In fact, even when we seek Him and try to do His will, we can't do anything. So what are we to do? Seek Him with our whole heart. And we'll find Him. That's a guarantee. Just quickly, there's 14 foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, at least 14. This is just a glorious teaching that's sweeping through the whole, and it's, you know, just some of them are, He's the author and the giver of life. Let's always remember the Holy Spirit is God Almighty, the Spirit of the Father. Amen. The Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the flaming sword that protected the tree of life. He's the fire and the cloud. Amen. The cloud and the fire. He's the living water. Jesus talked about the living water. He's the anointing oil. He's the still small voice that Elijah heard. Oh, hallelujah. Everything will make sense. That's the key. I want to build hunger in you. You know, and I'm just presenting it. I mean, we don't have to, you know, this is a guarantee. This is the only guarantee. God Almighty, through His Son Jesus, and His Son Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So beautiful. So majestic. On the glorious splendor of Your majesty, and on Your wondrous works will I meditate. The glorious splendor of Your majesty.